Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
Fianna Fáil will today select its candidate to run in the presidential election next month. Former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin and party MEPs are seeking the nomination. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan.
After more than a week of political intrigue, things will crystallise for Fianna Fáil today. There are 71 members of the parliamentary party, but only 70 will decide on its first presidential candidate since 1997, as the Cathaoirleach of the Shannon, Mark Daly, does not have a vote. Not all TDs will be present, but those who are absent will vote by proxy. Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin will make their final 10-minute pitch just after 11:30 in a large room on the fifth floor of Leinster House. A vote by secret ballot will swiftly follow, and the result should be known by lunchtime. Jim Gavin enters this key political day in pole position to become the party's candidate. However, party stalwart Billy Kelleher is expected to poll well, even though he does not have the endorsement of the Fianna Fáil leader. Today, he got the backing of Fianna Fáil councillors in Cork, who expressed disappointment at the selection process.
Ireland's fiscal watchdog has warned that the government's plans to increase spending by €9.4 billion in the budget is excessive. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says more restraint would help avoid overheating the economy and leave room to respond to future downturns. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
Government spending is up more than 50% over the past 5 years. The Fiscal Council warns the coalition is relying excessively on volatile corporation tax receipts to fund expenditure. It also says it's disappointing the government has not lived up to its promise to publish a medium-term spending plan this summer. It criticises the coalition for not agreeing a spending rule to limit the increase of future expenditure. On the positive side, it says the economy is performing well, and so far the negative consequences of tariffs on Ireland have been limited.
New research from the Economic and Social Research Institute suggests one in five children live below the poverty line after housing costs are taken into account. The research, in conjunction with Community Foundation Ireland, suggests a second tier of child benefit to support low-income families. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
227,000 children are living below the poverty line after housing costs, according to this latest ESRI report, with Ireland now ranking 16th out of 27 EU countries for child poverty rates. In 2023, the average disposable income dropped due to rising prices for things like energy and groceries, and this hit lower income households the hardest. There's little difference between now and the years 2007 to 2009, when the financial crisis was unfolding, according to the report. It proposes a second tier of child benefit to support low-income families. The research suggests that this could lift over 50,000 children out of poverty and would require over €700 million in investment.
In the United States, a congressional committee has published hundreds of pages of documents from the estate of financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They include a compilation of notes from friends and associates of Epstein bound in a book for his 50th birthday, including one from President Donald Trump. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
The House Oversight Committee received the documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate on foot of a subpoena. Democrat members of the committee leaked one page of the so-called birthday book, the one previously reported by the Wall Street Journal purporting to have come from President Donald Trump. He has denied that he sent the page to Epstein and has sued the Wall Street Journal. The White House dismissed the latest document as fake news. Other contributions to the birthday book were supplied by the current British ambassador to Washington, Lord Peter Mandelson, former President Bill Clinton, Senator George Mitchell, and law professor Alan Dershowitz. Most were from family and old friends, and some ex-girlfriends, their identities protected by the committee. Also published by the committee are Epstein's will, a copy of the non-prosecution agreement from his 2007 deal with the Florida Attorney's Office when his sex crimes were first discovered, and his telephone contacts book, a list of well-known figures from the world of arts, business and European royalty and nobility, and lists of women in various cities listed under the heading Massage. A version of this book was previously made public. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be mostly cloudy for a time today with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. A clearance to brighter weather with sunshine and scattered showers in Munster and West Connacht this morning will slowly start to extend elsewhere during the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures 15 to 20 degrees.